we're all in a good mood because it's Christmas early once again. 2 years ago, Minnesota Wild, huge splash with Zach Parise and Ryan Suter.
Yeah.
And this year, maybe one of the top scorers in free agency. Minnesota Wild went after 3 years, $19.5 million, left some money on the table. But Thomas Vanek coming to Minnesota, played for the Stampede, played for the Gophers. Wife is
coming
from Stillwater,
coming home,
so to speak. Let's bring in Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. And Kevin, who benefits the most with this Vanek signing?
Me. I love July 1st. Let me just say that. Who benefits most? Well, the Wild and their fans, and Mike Yeo is going to benefit from that. Me, Kyle Granlund, Jason Pominville, the guys that like to set up passes. They're going to benefit from this, and I think everyone's going to benefit from Vanek wearing a Wild uniform. This is good stuff. I think I would have been a little more leery if it would have been like for 5 years. That wouldn't have been a good thing for us, because I think that's one of those. It ended up like a Heatley type of a situation where you catch him on the end of his career. But 3 years will keep him motivated, and I think it should be good things for this team going forward.
So let's have it. Were you really surprised when the word came down, or were you kind of hoping that would happen all along?
No, I can't say that I was surprised, because that was the rumblings going on for the better part of really over a year, since they brought in Jason Pominville, and, all these guys tend to be, they seem pretty close, not only Pominville and Vanek, but it seems like Vanek has a pretty good relationship with both Parise and Suter as well. Ballard, of course, is on this team and has a pretty good relationship with Vanek. I can't say that I was surprised. I can tell you I was quietly hoping that it would happen. I just think, when you add a talent like that into your top six, I mean, it makes everything better. Not only the guys that he's going to play with on that line, but whoever gets dropped down to the third line, that's going to instantly make that third line better. The fourth line is going to become solidified. So I can't say I was surprised. I was definitely hoping for it, and I'm glad it happened. And especially, again, at those 3 years, that's a best-case scenario.
Yeah, we were talking about the length and the money as well, and talked to Craig Schroepfer from CCO about it. And he wasn't initially on the bandwagon because of the potential money, because Vanek's 30 years old, and maybe Jerome Iginla. It sounds like the Wild were in on Iginla, but I mean, Buffalo, the Islanders, Montreal, and Vanek said yesterday he wants to be somewhere. And is there a comfort level, though, because he lives in Minnesota, and you mentioned Pominville and Ballard and Parise and Suter? I mean, we can't underestimate how much that played a role in it, can we?
I think all of it plays a factor. If you ask me, I think you can't overlook the fact that these guys are human. I mean, and you want to be somewhere where you're comfortable. And I think there's something to be said for that. The fact that he played his college hockey here, that he still has a home here in the offseason, makes his home here, and his family's comfortable. There's something to be said for that. But at the same time, if he lived here in the offseason, but the hockey sucked and the team was terrible and he didn't have any, there wasn't any glimmer of hope. Like, let's say, not to throw the Islanders under the bus, but let's say it's the Islanders situation here in Minnesota where, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of really good things on the horizon, then why would you put yourself through that and tie yourself to that situation for 3 years? I think he's got the best of both worlds. Not only does he get to enjoy the fact that he likes living here and he's comfortable in Minnesota, but he's also going to a place where the hockey's pretty darn good, too, and he's surrounded by some world-class talent.
Well, two out of the last 3 years, Fletcher's been aggressive. I mean, 2 years ago, it was Suter and Parise, and then you traded for Pominville, and then you sign him to that $28 million deal. If the Wild don't make those moves, and even to a certain extent way back with Mikko Koivu, is this a situation where Minnesota won't be maybe at the top of some of these free agent lists?
Well, if Suter and Parise aren't here, I mean, you're not drawing Pominville. You're not drawing, even though Pominville came in a trade. You know what I mean? He ended up signing a 5-year extension. He probably doesn't stay here. There's no reason for Vanek to come here. I mean, the dominoes have fallen, and it started with, even though Chuck Fletcher says it was because Mikko Koivu signed when he could have went and tested free agency. To me, it's about Suter and Parise coming here and showing that this is a place where the hockey is good and this is a destination. When those two come here and they become the pillars of your franchise, I mean, they set the tone for everything else that follows. And now you've got five, even six good pieces to build around if you include Vanek. And they do have the young pieces there, too. That's the beauty of this situation here in Minnesota. But when you talk about the captain, Mikko Koivu, add Suter and Parisi to the mix, Pominville, like you said, at the trade deadline last year, and now add Thomas Vanek, you've got some real good building blocks to build around. And those guys are some guys that you don't mind. Not only are they good hockey players, they're good character people. And I think, the Wild are in a good situation here.
Well, I think we're kind of looking at the next few years now all of a sudden here with the addition of him. I think, like you said earlier, you've got the top. You move this guy down to the second line and so forth and so forth. You're going to have three hot lines and another good one under that. And not only that, with another thing you just said, with the youngsters that we've got on the team already, I think we're looking at a pretty good team for the next few years here, don't you?
Well, you'd like to think so. The one thing that you can't do is you can't have a team full of guys that are making $6.5 million a year. I mean, just mathematically it doesn't work because of the salary cap. So you have to be able to have the young guys be able to step into your lineup and not only, fill holes, they have to contribute. And that's exactly what happened for the Wild last year. That's why the Wild not only made the playoffs, but made it into the second round, because guys like Coyle and Granlund and Niederreiter and Fontaine stepped into huge roles and played a large part on your squad. As much as you need the guys making $6.5 million plus to be key role players on your team, you got to have these other guys step up. And I think while they're in a really good situation here, if things fall into place, where they can start building towards, I don't think that they're Stanley Cup contenders right here and right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. But I think there's still question marks when you talk about their goaltending. I don't think they have a lot of physicality on the blue line, and there's some other things that they have to work on. But, I mean, they answered a lot of questions by adding Vanek into the lineup. They've solidified their top six, no matter what the line combinations are, and who knows what that'll be. But you've got two very good, solid top six guys there in those roles, and now you've got some good pieces to work with in the bottom six, plus your defensive matchup. This is going to be good stuff here, and I think the Wild should be comfortable.
He's Kevin Faldis, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, here at Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Chris, along with the Rev, Craig Matic, out for the rest of the week. He'll be back on Monday. So the Wild, not only going out and signing an unrestricted free agent, but they've got a couple of guys that are restricted free agents and a couple of bigger names, and Darcy Kemper and Nito Niederreiter. Also extended Jason Zucker and Justin Fontaine. For those that maybe aren't familiar, we know what the unrestricted free agent. For those that don't know, Kevin, what is a restricted free agent, and what can the Wild do contractually?
Well, really, I mean, a restricted free agent just means that the Wild get the first chance to offer them a contract. They've done that with all those guys you just mentioned. And basically, if someone were to come in and try to take, like, say, a Jason Zucker, the Wild have the right to match anything that's sent towards a Jason Zucker, for example. And if they choose, if the other team outbids them, then the Wild are compensated a boatload of draft picks, a couple first round. It happened a few years ago with Dustin Penner. Doesn't happen all that often, and it's not going to happen this time. Those guys, the Fontaines, the Niederreiters, all that stuff, it'll all come to pass that they're going to be members of the Minnesota Wild. Worst case scenario, they go to salary arbitration, but these guys are going to be on the roster and in a Wild uniform, I would think, for this year and coming years. Usually it's a 1 or 2 year deal if it gets to arbitration.
Before we let you get going, excuse me, the Wild, not the only team that made some moves in the Central. Look, it's like everybody was busy yesterday. I mean, Brad Richards to Chicago, Jerome Iginla to Colorado. They lost Paul Stastny to St. Louis. Jason Spezza going to Dallas. When you take a look at all those moves, and I'm not going to throw Nashville and Winnipeg because they really didn't do anything. Out of all those teams, is there one team that made a bigger splash? Because it seems like maybe the toughest division in the NHL just got a whole lot tougher.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, this was a tough division even before July 1st, but, I mean, most of these teams went out there and solidified their roster. I mean, St. Louis is going to be ridiculous. Colorado, even though the Wild bounced them in 7 games last year in the first round, that's still a very good franchise, and I think they would like to have Paul Stastny back, but we know what a Wild killer Jerome Iginla can be towards Minnesota. So I'm intrigued by what they did. I think St. Louis made themselves even better. That's still a very good team. Again, fell short last year, but I think that's going to be a team to contend with. And Chicago as well. And you know, poo-poo Nashville, but, I mean, still Nashville is still a very good team. This Central Division is by far and away the best division in hockey. And just because the Wild made the playoffs last year and they added Thomas Vanek at the trade deadline, on July 1st, by no means does that guarantee them a spot in the top eight in the Western Conference. It's going to be so hard, so difficult to repeat, but I think they put themselves in a good position. But, boy, there was some crazy money being thrown around in the league yesterday, and especially in the Western Conference and in the Central Division.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate the time. I know this is a great time of the year for a lot of fans. And, hey, you know, for Wild fans, 2 years ago we saw some moves, and we see Thomas Vanek, and I think go out and get yourself a defenseman, shore up that goaltender situation, and let's see what happens this fall. Let's drop the puck. Let's play hockey.
Yeah, it should be another fun year. I mean, 82 games. We get it going with the preseason in September, but this is a great chance to sit back, catch your breath, and get ready for the grind that we'll start here before we know it. But it's going to be another fun year. I'm excited.
Appreciate it, bud.
All right, boys. See ya.
See you, Kevin. It's Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network.